Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?
Welcome back to the cabin, and just Pentatonics speak to Christmas. I'm Sarah Yacoub, along with Kirk Bangstad and Pat Krylow, and we've got Father Chris Kramer with us tonight.
He's a chaplain at Atrium Health, and our theme tonight, Songs of the Season, and what an event that took place more than 2,000 years ago can still tell us now through the music of hymns, songs, poems that were written all those years ago, because there are themes that continue to run through the human existence, not just love, not just babies, but war and peace and immigration and standing together instead of standing apart from one another. Kirk, this was something that you thought would be a great idea for the season. So before we return to Father Chris, I thought, so far so good. You think you're getting something out of this, or have you learned anything yet?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. This just warms my heart. I don't do enough of this anymore. And with COVID, it's not like I'll be going to a bunch of church over the next few days. So this is kind of my church, I think. So I love it. So, all right. So the next song, before I start crying, the next song is from the group called Chanticleer, which I saw with my dad when I was in the eighth grade at a choral director conference. And it's an all male a cappella group out of San Francisco that is one of the best. They do what they do is better than anybody else that's in the world. So this song is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. I'll say it again. It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. It's the second verse. Evan, take it away.
Yet with the wars of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel's strain have rolled to
Let's do those words again. The music was beautiful, Kirk, but I mean, the words are right here in front of me. They need to be shared again of that particular verse. Yet the woes of sin and strife, the world had suffered long. Beneath the angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man, at war with man, hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. I don't know the year that this came from, but the themes, Father Chris, seem awfully clear.
It's amazing. It's around 1850. They think that the guy's name was Edmund Sears, and he wrote this. He was a pastor, and I guess in 1850, I think there was probably all sorts of revolution going on in Europe, and I think what Spanish-American War was just before that. So The thing, I read a little bit about Sears, and I found it interesting that he was struggling with melancholy, so probably depression, and he was a part-time cleric in Massachusetts at the time that he wrote this. And so in a way, he poetically states a sort of hopefulness for a better world, a world that's more peaceful, that a world that actually embraces the message of Christmas, that Christ can come in and bring peace to the whole world. And it's an amazing and, again, radical song that calls people together, and it doesn't divide people. And who would have thought that a guy struggling with depression in his little Massachusetts rectory would compose such a beautiful song that's sung by so many around the world.
Okay, so I just was thinking, you know, this is all about peace. It's all about togetherness. We've seen some Christmas cards online from some of our Republican congressmen. I think it's Congressman Babert, and there's a guy, too, from Montana, that their whole family had AK-47s.
Oh, with the guns.
With their guns in front of the Christmas
guns
tree.
In front of a Christmas tree.
No. I don't get that.
Does that have anything to do with it came upon a midnight clear?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know any hymns or carols for Christmas that tell you to get your bunker ready in the backyard and store up your arms. You know, it's supposed to be about getting ready for peace and to be the embodiment of the peace you wish to see in the world. So anybody that's kind of advocating this anti-peace rhetoric strikes me to being going directly against the message of Christmas. Which is about reaching out to your neighbor and finding out who your neighbor actually is, not showing up at your neighbor's door with a gun saying, don't tread on me. You know, you tread on me, this is what you're going to get. That's not a message of Christmas. That's so foreign. And yet I see it in a lot of places. I see that autonomous kind of individuality, and it manifests itself in the theology of some of the churches we see in the country. You know, you go to some parts of the country, these big churches, and their message is all about your individual relationship with Jesus. And so everything is about me and God, me and God, me and God, and it has nothing to do with me and my neighbor. And I think the transformation of Christmas is when all of a sudden the message of Christmas transforms not just the relationship between the divine and humanity, but that relationship being transformed impacts everybody around you. So suddenly your neighbor becomes visible to you because God is dwelling within you. And to me, that's the message of Christmas. That's not about guns and threats and, and being strong. That makes no sense to me.
Okay. Oh my God, I love it. We're going to move to the next song because we got two more and I want to hit them both. This next one is an actual spiritual,
good.
They call it a Negro spiritual, African-American spiritual. You know, it's the linguistics change over the years. But you're the one who suggested this one. I had Chanticleer singing this one again, but this is actually an artist that was on the YouTube that we were listening
good.
To. So, Evan, take it away. This is a spiritual good. Called Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow.
There's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It will lead to the place where the babe is born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your flocks and leave your lamb. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your ram. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. If you take good heed
right.
of the
Thanks, Evan. Appreciate
so
it,
good. Man. Oh, that's so good. It's wonderful. And you know what's great is you hear it, and on the surface, you hear the, you know, rise up shepherds referring to the shepherds in the fields, you know, tending their sheep, They see the star and they're called to rise up and go find the babe wrapped in a manger. And but actually, this was actually quite a subversive spiritual that, you know, you can imagine on the plantations, the slave owners would have the slaves come to the house for Christmas and they would sing this song, you know, also like Ride on King Jesus and some of the other spirituals that you might have known. But this one is actually kind of sneaky, because in telling the message of the shepherds to go find Jesus, they're also telling the slaves to rise up and find their freedom. It's a wonderful message to say, you know what, you can break free from anything that holds you captive and you can find your liberation. And so I just think it's a fantastic song. It's a shame that it took until like the 1980s before any of these spirituals started showing up in mainstream church hymnals like this one. But I'm glad you included it.
All right, so that was, we added that one, but we only have time for one more, and this is my favorite one. It's "O Holy Night." The guy who sings it is from like the 80s. Nobody even knows this guy, but it blew me away, and I posted about it earlier on Facebook. I love it. This makes everyone cry. Evan, and the third verse is perfect for what we're doing, but Evan, play away, my friend.
Play away. His gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name.
I feel like we need to give him a standing ovation.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So we played a lot of music. So tell us about what this third verse means, Father
Chris. I think that one of the coolest things is it became a kind of Christmas anthem for the northeastern United States back in the 1850s, because the third verse very clearly supports the abolitionist movement. And the composer, the writer of the English version of this hymn was I think he was a Unitarian minister and was very much against slavery. And so you wouldn't have found that song being sung in the South, but now it's sort of an anthem at every shopping mall in Alabama. It's wonderful that here's this fantastic song that's been re-recorded by every pop artist known. And that third verse is very much about liberating the captive. Back then, that was an actual liberation of human beings who were slaves. I would argue that today we can still take a similar kind of meaning out of the text, because many of us, whoever your political affiliation has been, perhaps you've been held captive by this belief system, by what people are telling you, you have to believe this and you have to believe this. And suddenly you can be set free that the message of Christmas is to not allow any ideology that's against Christ, against the principal teachings of Jesus himself. Don't allow any secular power to sway you from pursuing the peace and liberation that comes in Jesus Christ. You know, let the chains be broken in today's society that we might all march and follow a peaceful, loving Jesus Christ. That, to me, it's a fantastic hymn. And I think when this is over, I'm going to go put it on my Alexa and I'm going to play it loud.
Well, and I love what you're saying, Father, because it's such a remarkable challenge to us all to take a step back and say, wait, who are we being led by, and for what purpose, and who do we answer to? And really taking a step and asking ourselves some hard questions and recentering ourselves in our faith and in Christ and what he actually stood for and what he teaches us. It's a phenomenal.
Absolutely. Moment. And not to talk too much, but my day job is working in a hospital with very, very sick people. And I think what's really intriguing is, be they Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever, when you're really sick and you're dying and you're hurting and you strip it all away, if you play one of these hymns, it means a very different thing to that person.
It sure does.
Because they're not in the trappings of modern culture and society. Their Facebook feed is not influencing the way they hear the message of hope, which comes in the gospel. I wish we could all kind of capture that stripped away kind of vulnerability and then re-enter Christmas.
You've seen them in their hospital gowns, which is the modern day equivalent of swaddling clothes. That, I mean, it just takes us right down to our humanity. And Father Chris Kramer, we could not be more thankful for your time and for really helping us appreciate the season. Thank you again for being with us.
This has been great. Let's do it again.
We'd love that. We will be back to wrap up the show in just a bit. You're up north.
That's your baby boy.